All right, guys, it's going to be one of the, actually not one of the, it'll be the first time we're trying something a little new. Me and Brandy being together, we're going to do this for the first time ever where Brandy, and she started it off this first time, obviously, by the movie that you see in the background. We're going to be talking about Philadelphia, but we're going to be going back and forth where we each, as a couple, pick a movie for the other one to have to watch.
Let me
And,
correct you. It's the Philadelphia Story.
all
Go
right,
ahead,
so what did I say?
sorry. Philadelphia. It's a different movie.
Okay, yeah, totally different. Yeah, so the Philadelphia Story, Brandy, obviously, like I said, picked this one out, and we're gonna go back and forth as a couple. Like the next movie will be a movie that I pick that Brandy watches. Brandy picked this one for me to watch, a 1940s film, and we're just gonna kind of break it down and like talk about what we liked or disliked, or you know, and on this movie particularly. Like how different it is compared to like what we get a lot of times these days in movies. But that being said, let's kick it off.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys. It sound right, boys.
Welcome in, Brandon. I think that's the first time you've ever been introduced with that kind of intro right there. But she was like in the background laughing at all the dumb pictures that we set up and everything else. Like, but yeah, like so we watched the Philadelphia Story. We watched it together. That's something that we're going to be doing like along even with the Patreon members if they want to watch it with us and stuff when we watch the movies. But then me and Brandy's going to single out and come over here and record what we thought about the movie. You know, like I said, it's going to be one of those things where Brandy, like, obviously picked this movie, The Philadelphia Story. And then that's something that maybe I would have never, I've heard about this movie before and everything, but I probably never would have rewatched it. I do find some things that I was like, ah, I think I kind of watched this movie at one point, but like, nah, it's not on my radar. I never would have watched it again. I never would have been refreshed with it again. Definitely 100%. But Brandy picked it. And like next time we'll be doing this, it'll be my pick. So get used to some craziness on my side. If you like more of the love stories and the like rom-coms and stuff like that, it's probably going to come more from Brandy's side. I might surprise you every now and then with the pick that I pick because I don't hate every rom-com out there. And I didn't hate this movie. Spoiler warning. But yeah, that's going to be something that you know we're going to be doing, and we're going to try to work it out and get better at it. So like these first few give us a chance to kind of get our feet underneath us and everything else. But yeah, let's start. We'll start off with this, Brandy. This is the first movie that you chose. You were narrowing it down by a couple of movies. This is the first movie that you chose that was like, all right, I'm going to get Justin to watch this movie with me. So like, we'll start off with like, why did
Why?
you pick this movie for me to watch?
Well, I have different tastes all throughout whatever. So I really love the old black and white movies. I know some of them are like, some of them might not hold up today, but this one still kind of does. I love that rom-com kind of feel, and I liked the wholesomeness and just the dialogue and the fashion and all that. I wanted something that would make you say things, but like I hoped you'd enjoy, you know. So
I
I got
said a
more
couple of
of
things when we watched it.
yep. I love rom-coms and I love old school movies, so I didn't know if you had seen this, so it's one of my favorites growing up that I had watched back in the day. I was going for a couple of picks, and I may the other ones that I said, they may be ones down the line that I do, but yeah, I really liked this one and I wanted you to see it because I didn't think you'd seen it before, so.
But yeah, like I may not have, maybe it's just some, I'm gonna be honest with you, some black and white movies like you remember. I mean, and this movie's got a lot of stars in there that I've probably seen other things a long time
Oh,
ago.
yeah.
And now I'm kind of like mixing it up a little bit because like they are kind of easy to do that with
Yeah, so
sometimes.
what the actors that are in here that some of that people might know is Jimmy Stewart, Cary Grant, and Katharine Hepburn. So a lot of big stars from back
Listen.
in the day. These are
Now,
powerhouses.
because I didn't look this up. Let me try to guess. Mm-hmm. So, like, the main lady in this story is not Katharine Hepburn. That would be the other lady, right? Like, the other reporter? Or is Katharine Hepburn the actual
Katharine Hepburn is the main character.
Okay. So, the other lady, like, the reporter-style lady, she was the lady that would be the actress with the last name Hussey.
I'm not sure. I haven't looked it up, but I know the three main ones. Jimmy Stewart was the reporter guy, and Cary Grant.
Right, yeah, I know that.
Cary Grant's the ex-husband, the one. Yeah.
Now I would say, like, maybe this would be a rom-com back in the 40s, and it would qualify. I don't necessarily qualify it. Because to me, rom-coms have a lot of, like, now it may have some smart humor mixed in, but there's a lot of, like, dumb style humor, right? Like, situational things.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't catch a lot of that in this movie. There wasn't a lot of things that I would, like, really laugh at, but there were, like, some jokes.
Yeah, not
like,
so much comedy were, like, as it is romance.
No, I would say, like, it had comedy aspects, but it was, like, super smart comedy where you have to, like, really pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff to, like, get the comedy. The comedy was kind of underlying, like, the characters would say something and it would be funny, especially for that time period or something like that. And that'd be the one thing that I would say, but I don't think it really would be considered like a rom-com, like, in today's standards. I wouldn't say that for it now, but it might've been that for their time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have, like, too much raunchy comedy back in the day. It was like, oh, okay. Like, I would say the little sister, you know, she had her comedy moments and stuff.
I like the little sister, and I do enjoy her.
There was a couple of things.
Dinah is the sister. Diane, but they call her Dinah.
There was a couple things in here, like, especially the one uncle character. That'd be a little questionable these days.
Uncle Willie, yeah.
Oh, Uncle Willie pinching the buttocks. He did that a couple of times in the film, and I don't know if you could get away with that. Like, I think, like, the second time, because he does it, like, twice in the movie that I saw. Maybe there was another time, but there's at least twice. There's one time I think you could do it, like, in the aspects of the movie, because he's, like, trying to, like, really sweet talk, you know, the reporter lady, and then he kind of, like, pinches her, and, you know, like, some people would find that across the line a little bit, but at least that was in, like, a kind of a flirtatious manner kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could possibly get away with that, whereas the first time was, like, pinching his own, what, niece or
niece,
whatever, like,
his niece,
be like, whoa, dog, that's a little weird, Uncle Willie, okay?
Yeah, it was a little, hey, Uncle Willie. A little weird, I will say
that this is one of those movies, and me and you talked before we even started this. This is one of those movies that within, like, the first 15 to 20 minutes, I knew what was going to end up happening. Mm-hmm. I knew that the new husband wasn't going to work. No, I knew, like, I'm being honest here. I knew the new husband wasn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Then it came down to the reporter guy showing up and then her ex-husband. And because of the daughter, now, if it wouldn't have been because of this, I wouldn't have known which one she was going to hook up with at the end. But because of the daughter actually liking the ex-husband so much and wanting them to, like, not, I say daughter, but sister, the sister wanted that to happen. And because she was, like, the little cute character that run around, did a couple little goofy things, and she was, like, almost too smart for her own good in some cases, kind of character, which was cool in the movie. But, like, because of, like, her really liking the ex-husband, I was like, oh, they're going to go that direction eventually. And she even makes a joke, the sister makes a joke at the end of the movie, like, oh, see what I put together, or, like, see what I did and everything else. So, like, I could kind of figure out that, like, yeah, but I will say this is one of those movies to where, yeah, I can kind of guess what's going to happen, but there's movies that do it well. It's like I told you, one of my favorites is Serendipity. You know what's going to happen in Serendipity almost from the
Serendipity.
Like, you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen, right? But, like, they do it in a very creative manner, and they do it with a lot of, like, good stuff in between that, like, you don't mind that you already kind of know where the movie is going. And I would put this movie in that. I thought they did really well, like, setting it up and kind of crossing the things. And then there was a couple of moments. Yeah, there was a couple of moments where I was like, I can't guarantee it's going to go that way.
Yeah.
right? But like, I thought that they done it really well. One of the best things I think about this movie, like as far as like going back in time and watching a movie from the 40s, I know not all the movies are like this, but mm-hmm. especially this one, it has all these great actors. So you get good acting. And I thought like the dialogue and stuff was pretty smart in most cases. There's really not a lot of dialogue in here that I would say was not any good. It was also kind of refreshing to see a movie that was like basically set at this house the whole time. I mean, of course, they're at a couple of different places, but only like for a few minutes in the entire movie. Yeah. Almost the entirety of this movie is set at one place, one location. And it was kind of nice to see that. They gave you kind of the time period, like she's getting married, but it's like the next day. So they start at the very beginning of one day, go mm-hmm. all the way through the next day and everything else. And I think there's a lot of movies and a lot of good stories you could tell like that, you know, in a confined setting like that. I just don't think it's done enough.
Yeah. I thought it was smart. There's a lot of twists and turns. And it did stay around that house, but there was different rooms in that house, and because it was a big mm-hmm. house. And yeah, a lot of it was in the pool house area, then the living room, the south. What was the first one? The south living room that they had. The first one, they were like, go to the south.
The south parlor.
Parlor. South parlor. They did south parlor. I forgot how they did to say.
Yeah, people with not a lot of money, I'm going to go ahead and say, like, they had rooms in here that was like the one guy at his house, because, like, they did go to his house a couple of times. He had a talking room.
Mm-hmm, a talking room. Not a living room, a talking room.
Like you can't you can't talk in no other room in that house except for the talking room.
They used different words. They used a lot of different words. So yes, parlor. We used to use parlor growing up in the parlor.
No, I've heard that one before. Yeah. Like, definitely 100%. Usually that's like the
talking room is a different room. A talking room is a different thing. So yeah, I guess that's the living room. It's the talking room.
Man, but in the living room. Wherever the TV is, to be honest with you.
Well, back then they didn't have TVs. They didn't have TVs back then like that.
No, they had to have something like, they had TVs, but it was like super, super, not everybody had TVs.
Yeah,
But I would say, 1940s. Actually, you know what? That's an interesting thing to bring up because like you might be right. So let's, you can talk about another part of the movie that you like real quick, because I'm actually going to look this up like while we're doing the recording.
I did like the twists and turns of this movie because you didn't. You said you predicted, but then at the end you weren't quite sure because of the reporter and the way he was going. And you thought, oh well, she might go the reporter route now. And at the end, and like he did, he proposed. He's like, I'll marry you, and you didn't know if she's going to say yes or no. And then she said no, and I was like. See, but you don't know. There's a little bit of twists and turns in the thing. So I liked it. I liked it a lot. Like, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say that, like, that put a little bit of doubt for a split second. But then as soon as she started feeling guilty about it, then I was like, there's no chance. So I was like, all right, cool. Like, she possibly did something. He kind of was a gentleman because he put her into bed. He didn't, like, take advantage of her. You know, and that kind of things. But she felt so guilty.
Mm-hmm. The beginning of the story, I just have to say, when we first see it, he's like, she's kicking the husband out of the house at the beginning. And she comes out and she breaks the golf club. And Justin thought, that's not truthful. And I was like, but back in the day, the clubs might have been a little bit easier to break, which I did see a few back in the day. And then he did something that was a little bit controversial. Like, you would not get away with it now, but he took her face and just smushed her backwards and onto the floor.
You can get away with it now if you set up a story where the guy's like a big butthole. And like he's actually doing, like you could do a movie that's like a thriller, right? Where you have the husband that's a bad guy and he's like beating up his wife.
Yeah, it's not really the best character, but yeah, he pushed her down. That was
so he didn't do it like overly like crazy, because like you called it, you didn't even call it a push when we saw it. It was more of like
I said a mush.
Hand on her forehead. Yeah, him putting his hand like on her forehead or whatever. And kind of giving it a little bit of a push, but not like a huge push, and she falls down.
Well, he was pushing her to push her down. That's what it was. He mushed. That's
what I thought.
Mushed in her face.
Yeah.
That's what.
Right. I was gonna say, I didn't think it was super bad. You're right. We're so sensitive these days that they probably couldn't put that in a movie today to a certain point because they'd probably get called out for it, which I don't
and then
understand.
Have that be the character you're gonna end up with at the end. So like
but yeah, but I also thought that the movie did really well of showing like or giving him the reason to like I said, he didn't like hit her or slap her or any of those crazy things. Like he kind of did kind of like a push that was kind of like, oh, she kind of tripped over herself. She might not even fail because he didn't push her super, super hard kind of deal. Because like she broke, she went out there. Like she, I thought she was kind of handing him his golf clubs to go golfing or something there for a second. I mean, he did look kind of mad going out to his car.
He
but
did
like,
say that. He looked
out there. Yeah. So like she dropped something that broke and then she broke one of his clubs, you know, and those are expensive things. Mm-hmm. And obviously to like do to make him to like get him angry. Which ended up causing the situation. I think if he would have did like the two-handed push or like, you know, she got pushed through a table or something like that, I'd be like, oh God, no, this is super bad. It's kind of like those things like, okay, you kind of lost your mind there for a second. And they also, I thought did a good job of emphasizing the fact that like he would be drinking at the time. Mm-hmm. And after that, he stopped drinking.
Yeah.
Like he was the one character that probably didn't get drunk the whole movie. So mm-hmm. like he actually stopped drinking after that situation happened because he felt bad about it. Yep. So I think that also brought it okay for him to be the one that she ends up with the end because she realizes like, mm-hmm. hey, I kind of instigated him during that time and stuff like that. Like I instigated what happened to a certain point. What he did wasn't like the worst thing in the world, like and that kind of deal. So like I was okay with that. One of the other things that I said that I don't want to forget to talk about real quick was that you hear a lot these days, and I said, you hear a lot these days about like no strong female characters. Mm-hmm. And then I go back and I'll watch this movie, for instance, 1940s. Mm-hmm. Like, let's think about this for a second. The women didn't even have the right to vote, I think, when this movie was made. Now, by the way, I did find out the information for the TVs. Home TVs were invented and started to put out in 1928. So some people, you had to be kind of rich though to own TVs back then and around this area. Most people had to go to the theater to watch movies and stuff like that because they couldn't afford, you know, to do it at home, but they could afford every now and then to spend like, because tickets for movies are probably like 50 cent back in 1940. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous how cheap they seem. But like I said, this film was dominated by the female characters to me. The men kind of like come and went. I thought they did good in their roles and their parts whenever it was time for them to be on screen as well. But I thought that there was a strong female character. Like she was aggressive, right? She, like I said, like even though she got pushed by her ex-husband, like she was throwing his stuff around, breaking his club over her knee. And then like the guy she was about to marry, the first time we see them meet each other, she like tackles him on the ground and gets his clothes dirty and stuff. She's like very aggressive. And then she even says something about like at her house. And he's like, don't you mean our house? And she's like, so she's a dominating character. She was like the one in charge, really. And these men were like, none of them dominated her. They were all kind of like fawning over her and liking her for different reasons. And kind of all wanting to be with her at one point in the film, and she dominated. So like when I hear these things like women never like had a strong leading roles or anything, I see a movie like 1940, for God's sakes, overlook these women. Like, come on, give these women a little props. You can say things like, hey, women don't have as much as you would like or something like that, but like to almost ignore some of these women, like Audrey Hepburn did amazing in this movie. I thought she would like led this whole entire movie. Give her props. Like I think you said that this movie may have won some awards.
I don't know if I think one of it might have been Cary Grant that won, or it was nominated for Oscar. It might have been. You have to look that up. You have the.
That guy probably gets nominated like all the time for almost everything. I mean, Cary Grant did back in the day. So like,
yeah, a lot of. This is back in the day. Yeah, there was a few because there was another movie that I liked. Actually, had Adelia and I had watched it. It's called It Happened One Night, and Claudette Colbert is in that, and she's one of the stars, and she's one of the strong females. I also love Mae West. Mae West was a very strong female character back in her times, and
I just don't like for people to be Yeah, I don't like for people to just disclude these people just because they did it a long time ago. I like, we should be raising these people up, because like I said, in this movie dominated, like Audrey Hepburn, I thought, dominated the thing. She was in almost every scene pretty much, and she did super good the entire movie. Like, I can't say anything wrong, like, that she did as a character that I would like to change or anything. I thought she did, played her role really well.
And very smart, and the words that they used and back in the day, and Yar was one of them. They're describing their sailboat. They said it's called True Love, and she said it was Yar, and one of the guys was like, Yar, and he didn't know, and she was like, he was like, explain it to me, and she explained what Yar was, but her and her ex-husband had used that word to describe the boat. Another thing is, a lot of the stuff you're like, oh, that's fake. Oh, that's fake. When she broke the club, you're like, oh, that's fake. And I was like, no. And then,
well, you might be right.
The little girl playing the piano. The little girl playing, and you're like, she's not playing the piano. I'm like, oh, back in the day, a lot of them had to do their own.
Oh, no, I really might have. I was saying that because she was doing like weird things with her shoulders. That normally, if you're playing the piano, you really can't do those type of things.
But back then, like, they did do those because they had to perform, so they had to be.
But to be honest with you, I don't care one way or the
other. Yeah, no. But like, I was just saying, if some of them are like, oh, that's fake, I'm like, no, because they didn't have the movie magic like we have now with faking things. So I'm like, well could have been playing it.
And you could have been right about the golf club, for instance, because I know that, like, I do think that the shaft was still metal back then. The reason why I said that was fake is because, like, I think even old school, the shaft was still metal, like, and it bends more than it breaks, is what I was trying to say. So, like, I could go down there and bend a club over my knee, but it's not going to break like it did in the movie. It's going to, like, bend and be messed up, obviously, but it's not going to be.
Yeah, but I don't know how they were made. Yeah, I don't know how they were made back in 1940.
The big difference in golf clubs that changed was back in the day, they had a wood end, but they were attached to metal that you were holding on to. And they might have had a wood handle, but there was like metal in between. If I'm not mistaken, I could be mistaken though. Golf clubs back then could have had wood shafts. And if they did, they are kind of thin. So, like, she could have did it. But when she did it, I was like, man, you can't bring a golf club. It's just
hey, she's a strong female, Justin. She is a strong female.
Bo Jackson, that golf club, man. I don't know if you ever remember back in the day, Bo Jackson breaking baseball bats over to me.
Yep,
she broke that thing like she's Bo Jackson over there. Like, yeah, bro. It's like, nothing really bad I can say about this film. I do have the problem I see is, like, anybody younger, you have to, like, pay attention because it's a lot of dialogue and everything else to know what's going on. And unfortunately, a lot of the younger crowd can't watch something with dialogue.
You never know. They might. They might be able to if it's holds your interest, you will definitely, it will go by real fast. Like, this went by so fast that I was like, oh, we're almost at the end. Like,
even with it being done in the 1940s, I didn't see anything kind of like wrong. I mean, it was kind of weird because you're watching black and white and you're used to watching color all the time. But like, that's not super terrible. Like, a movie I went and saw today, Dune 2, had black and white stuff during the movie, which is actually more, takes you more out of it sometimes, because, like, obviously the technology is there for color, whereas back in the day it was black and white. But like I said, I can't say anything about, like, writing or directing because of the way the movie was done. It's not ever going to be like my favorite movie, but I don't really see a lot wrong with the movie.
I like stuff like that. I like the old school. And I laughed because there was one scene where they were getting ready to go swimming and she put her cap on, which they had the swimming caps back then. And she dove in it once, was in there for like a minute or two and got out. And Justin goes, that's it? That's all she's doing for swimming?
Yeah,
she's
man. Like, longer. Bro.
Took her longer to get ready.
Yeah, she got dressed, got in her robe, had a big long conversation like while dressed in her like swimsuit and stuff. And like, finally she put the cap on, went and did one dive, swam to the other end of the pool and got directly out. I'm like, bro, that's a lot of work. A lot of work for like just a couple of
She just wanted a little dip, but then and then the scene kind of went, and I was like, oh, it was getting darker, because it did get darker. I was like, oh, she didn't want to swim in the dark, so it got darker.
Maybe that's true. Maybe that's true. But if I would have done that scene, for instance, I would have just had her do a dive and maybe like swim a little bit in the water. And then we kind of do one of those soft fade outs where we go to like another room in the house or something. Uh-huh. So you don't see her getting out of the swimming pool immediately. That way you can imagine, oh, she was in the swimming pool for 5 to 10 minutes before like she got out and changed. Right. Like you could have done something like that, I guess. But that's like nitpicky. Like I said, never going to say this is my like favorite movie of all time, because it's just not my style. But with it not being my style, I don't hate the movie. I thought it was perfectly fine. It was engaging at times in the movie. And like I said, even though I kind of knew what was going to happen pretty early in the movie, like they did things to kind of try to throw you off that was creative. Mm-hmm. And like how the characters acted and stuff, like you didn't know 100% about what was going to happen overall. And they did a couple little goofy things in there that you could have fun with as well. So it wasn't like some people would probably watch this movie. I could see them, especially like I said, the younger crowd. Oh man, this movie's boring as hell. And I'm like, boring. Like, I mean, I can't say it's boring. Like, okay, so you had to listen to people talk, and that was most of the movie, but these people did it well. Like, if mm-hmm. these actors wasn't good and like it wasn't written well or any of that, then I would say, no, this is crap. Get it out of here. You know, this is just mm-hmm. boring. Like the only thing this movie's supposed to do good, it can't even do good, but it doesn't. It's not that. They do pretty well.
I have a movie for you from another in that era, 1940s. It's a bit different. It's not. May have some romance in it, but not. It's more mystery. It's Alfred Hitchcock. It's called Rebecca. And eventually down the line, I'm going to have you watch that. That's not as predictable as you could go about with that.
Oh, it's Alfred Hitchcock. It's Alfred Hitchcock. It's not going to be predictable most of the time.
Yeah, no, you'll it'll have you thinking. It had me thinking, and I was like, wait, what? And yeah, then.
Yeah, we can watch a movie like Mulholland Drive and both get completely lost in that movie, because that movie right there is. Uh-huh. I don't even think the person that made that movie knew what the hell was going on with that.
Oh, movie. I've seen that. Another movie that confused me was Vanilla Sky. I didn't quite get that one, but yeah, I like a lot of the older movies. So you will see some older movies. You will definitely see rom coms for me. 80s, definitely 80s, 90s, teen dramas, that team movies that I loved. I'm gonna throw everything at Justin, and I know he's gonna throw everything at me, so I'm ready for whatever he's got, and I hope you're ready for whatever I got for you. So
all good. I'll say this, it was refreshing, like I said, mm-hmm. to go back to this time period and watch a movie that was a decent movie, mm-hmm. That I liked, that I if I gave a review, it would be over, like I usually give, you know, like 1 to 10s. I'd give this movie, like on my scale, like a 6, 6.5. Like, they don't sound high, but that's above medium. That's in the liking zone for me. Like, I like it, but it's not one of my favorites, like, of all time. Like I said, but it's a solid movie to go watch. Like, I'd say, hey, go watch this movie and give it a chance. And it was also refreshing, like I said, to go back in time, because I do think that we just throw all these things that was back in the day under the bus. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was crappy, or it was automatically this or that, you know, like just throwing names at it and stuff and everything else, just because it's from the 40s and mm-hmm. everything else. And it's like, nah, man, like they had a strong female lead. Like I said, like she dominated the scenes. She done the thing. Mm-hmm. Like even when the guys were in the scene, and these guys are like some of the biggest name guys, you know, in the movie at that time period anyway. Yep. And I thought she did really well, like done super awesome. Obviously, the guys in this movie also did well, too. Like, I'm not even knocking them. Mm-hmm. All the guys, I thought, played their parts well. But, like, mm-hmm. she dominated. And she was a strong character. It wasn't that she just dominated because she's beautiful or because of that kind of thing, right? Like, mm-hmm. it was she dominated because of her, like, the way she acted.
The way she carried herself.
And, like, the mm-hmm. character was written strong, like I said. Mm-hmm. like you, like I said, she was dominating these guys, like not just on screen, but in her character, she was like the one in charge in most cases, mm-hmm. right? So like yeah. that's I'm like, bro, it feels like everybody throws some of these things under the bus and tries to make it seem wrong because it was done during a crappier time in our United States history. And it's like, nah, man, this is good. This is, I think this movie could be made today. The one push scene might mm-hmm. be talked about a little bit more, obviously, but mm-hmm. I don't even think that was super egregious. Like, I think some people would just ignore it. And like I said, they kind of like hid it behind the fact that he was like a drinker, right? Like, so he was a little drunk and made kind of a stupid decision, regretted it, changed his whole entire life based on that one outcome mm-hmm. and everything else, and got and became a better person. And she's like willing to forgive him. And she saw the fact that he changed, you know what I'm saying? And he wasn't doing it creepy, like where mm-hmm. he was always trying to be around her, trying to prove it. He literally just shows up because they're trying to do a news story on this lady getting married, and he's the one that knew him so that he could get him in the door. So but overall I liked it, man. Like, so like I give it a 6.5, which I know don't sound like it's the greatest number in the world, but like I said, it's just a type of movie it is. But I still grade it like I like it. You know what I'm saying? So that means it's pretty good. Like, people that normally would like a story like this probably grades it super high because they're going to start off with a higher baseline. Whereas me, I'm starting off like, bro, I don't even know what the hell I'm getting into. And then after it, I'm like, oh, damn, I'd give this a 6.5. Because 5 to me is right in the middle. 5 to me is right in the middle. I don't feel anything about the movie. I don't hate it or dislike it, but I don't like it or love it. They're
it's
in the
eight and a half for me. It's an eight and a half for me. So
definitely not a perfect movie for you, but still grades higher than like me.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes sense because, like I said, you starting at a higher baseline than me. Mm-hmm. Like, you already are going to be a person that would like this style of movie more than I would from the beginning.
I'm old school at heart. I very much am.
I enjoy watching it with you. And like I said, if you want to join the Discord, there's going to be some information down below in the description and stuff like that. Where little as a dollar, you can join our Discord, on our Patreon and stuff like that. Channel's trying to get to 1,000 subscribers, which we're creeping up there. We're about 860 right now. But you can come in with us if you're a person that would like to watch a movie like this, you know, like, and don't have to watch it by yourself.
Literally, I have a lot.
I would have never watched this movie by myself. Mm-hmm. So if you're one of those people that probably would have never gave this movie a chance, but you know what? It's always fun watching movies with your friends or people that you know. Hey, jump in the Discord, man. We'll be giving out the information whenever me and Brandy's going to be watching these. And then afterwards, we're going to be doing these reviews for you guys. And I hope you like it. Like I said, give it a chance. Give us a few under the belt so that we can get more and more and more.
Yeah,
and,
let us know. You can even throw out some like suggestions of movies, and we'll see if we even want to like pick out from them too.
Comments, leave suggestions in the movies. Maybe leave suggestions even if you think we could do the show like a little different or something like that, and we'll take it into account.
We're just going by as we learning as we go along. That's the word. Learning as we're going along, how we're going to figure this out. Right? Right, baby?
That's it. That's right. Sweet thing. But right, with that being said, before we start getting a little too talkative with ourselves, we better end this stream right here. So here we go, guys. Thank you guys for listening and watching and everything else. I hope you guys had fun listening to Brandy after she basically made me watch a movie I never probably would have watched.
My cheeks are hurting because I've been smiling the whole time.
Yep. Next time is going to be me.
Yeah.
Picking a movie that she has to watch. Don't sound so excited, Brandy.
Well, right? You did make me watch. What was that movie with the guys in the woods with the, he cut his friend. You made me watch something with in the woods and kids were dying and it was accidental.
Oh yeah. That was,
what was that?
That was, shit, damn. If you wouldn't have ever asked I think it's Dale and Tucker versus Evil.
Oh, yep. That was
or Tucker and Dale versus Evil. I can't remember how it's named, but
yeah.
Like
so we'll be going, this will be two different extremes. Justin will have his favorites. I even said that I would do horror, even though it's not my best, but I'm going to go beyond what I, you know, my,
Hey, that's why the name of the show is like Couples Therapy, because like I think it's kind of cool that me and Brandy do like fall in the different areas when it comes to some of our entertainment likes. Like, it's not like we both hate a certain like genre or something like that completely. She'll watch horror movies. We went to Halloween Horror Nights, for instance, and stuff like that. So we have common ground in some of those, but then there's like a decent difference. So it like, to me, makes it more interesting because like I said, without Brandy, I wouldn't have ever watched this movie. Mm-hmm. But I never saw it. Yeah. And turns out that I enjoyed it, that I liked it. Mm-hmm. And can't do better than that. So
going out outside your comfort zone, you never know what you would like.
But for the second time, but this time we're going to actually do it. We're going to get the hell out of here. We're going to end this thing. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you to all the Patreons out there. Until next time, stay sexy. You thought I was going to say peace.
Yeah, I did.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys. It sound right, boys.